This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Leaders of the U.S. Grains Council were in Mexico last week to hear customer concerns about the state of trade relations between the two countries. In meetings with top grain importers and government officials, the group focused on the importance of the U.S.-Mexico trading relationship to the U.S. farmers and grain traders who make up the U.S. Grain Council's membership. The Trump administration's trade policy statements in recent months, combined with an election cycle in which candidates from both U.S. political parties routinely spoke negatively about trade, have caused serious concerns for the U.S. Grains Council and its membership. Since the North American Free Trade Agreement, a target of the Trump administration, entered into force more than 20 years ago, the U.S. and Mexican agriculture industries have become increasingly integrated. Mexico is now the largest market for U.S. corn, the second largest customer for U.S. distillers' dried grains with solubles, and a leading buyer of U.S. sorghum and barley. Grains Council CEO Tom Slate says the group traveled to Mexico to make clear that we're dedicated to sustaining, improving, and expanding trade with Mexico. In other news, the Environmental Working Group last week released a study that claims U.S. organic production lags significantly behind consumer demand. The group suggested that Congress could help farmers turn to organic farming by addressing organic agriculture further in the next farm bill. The Environmental Working Group is suggesting that Congress reform the Conservation Stewardship Program to create bundles of conservation practices for farmers who want to transition to organic practices. The Working Group is also asking Congress to reform the Environmental Quality Incentives Program's Organic Initiative to provide organic and transitioning producers with the same level of support as other farmers. Finally, the working group is seeking reforms to the Conservation Reserve Program to provide greater incentives for producers to put farmland exiting the program into organic production. Between 1997 and 2015, sales in the organic sector soared from $3.7 billion to more than $43 billion. Yet, the gap between supply and demand means many American organic food companies have to rely on foreign suppliers for staple items that could be met by domestic producers. Monsanto is giving back to rural communities through their Grow Rural Education program. They're leaving it up to farmers to nominate school districts of their choice for a chance to be awarded a grant, and a very large grant at that. Heather Wolf with Monsanto manages the program, and she's going to tell us all about it.
So the America's Farmers Grow Rural Education Program is sponsored by the Monsanto Fund, and it partners with farmers to help positively impact their communities by supporting rural public school districts through approximately $2.3 million in grants annually. And it works by having farmers nominate their local public school districts for grants of either $10,000 or $25,000 to enhance math and science education. And really, we tried to make it easy for farmers. Eligible farmers can nominate their school district anytime now through April 1st, if they haven't done so already. And they can do that by visiting www.growruraleducation.com or by calling 1-877-267-3332. And all they need to do is fill out a short nomination form, which really consists of just providing some information about them and then telling us which district they'd like to nominate. Once they do that, we will reach out to the school district and encourage them to put an application together. And the school districts need to do that by April 15th.
Well, this sounds pretty simple, the way you explained it, either online or over the phone. So basically, if there's a farmer listening and he or she has a school district in mind that they think could use some help with funding, they are eligible to submit their name?
Definitely, if they're in one of our eligible counties, which I think most of the folks in your listening area are eligible. So we would definitely encourage them to go online and check it out. They can see all the eligibility requirements as well at that www.growruraleducation.com.
So this is pretty exciting because often when we hear about grants, they kind of seem unachievable or, well, somebody else is going to get this and not me. But we actually have a couple schools close to home in the listening area that have been recipients of these grants.
You do. And actually last year the program gave away 175 grants across the U.S., two of which were pretty local to your listeners as well. We had Brownstown School District, They won a $10,000 grant to help integrate math curriculum, and they did that by purchasing some supplies and equipment like Chromebooks and microscopes and graphing calculators and lab materials to help students in the 4th through 12th grades achieve more in the math and science curriculum. And then we had a big $25,000 winner at Southwestern Community School District, and they used their money to increase student access to technology and encourage genuine science through quantitative data collection. So they purchased some Vernier data collection devices and sensors that are going to let those students collect and analyze meaningful data for their high school students, 9 through 12. So real dollars going back into those school districts to help students achieve more and become more interested in the science, technology, engineering, and math curriculum.
Does Monsanto ever have a chance to follow up with these schools that did receive the grants and, you know, hear their side of the story of how this has impacted the students? Because that's a large chunk of money, and the things that you just mentioned that they were able to purchase, that's awesome. I mean, this is a really big help to those communities.
Yeah, we think so, and we hear from the school districts. Every school district that wins does report back to us how the grant went after they've had a chance to implement it and order all their supplies and get it integrated into the curriculum. And we've just had great responses from the school districts over the years, letting us know that those monies really helped them put together a lot of times very hands-on learning curriculum in math and science. Updating the technology across the board for the math and science classes is always helpful for them. I think a lot of times we hear from them that student achievement and student interest and engagement is really a lot higher just because they're able to do things that are maybe a little different than what the standard curriculum has allowed in the past.
Well, it definitely is a great program, and it's awesome that you've been able to help several schools, and two of them being from our listening area. So you mentioned that there are some requirements for the counties to be eligible, and those are, you can find those online then?
You can at www.growruraleducation.com, and if you click on official rules, it'll tell you all the counties that are eligible if you scroll down toward the bottom.
Okay, well, sounds great, Heather. And again, I think it's the same website, but just remind the farmers that may be interested in nominating a district how they can do that and the deadline to do it by.
Simply go to www.growruraleducation.com and click on the Farmers Nominate Now button, or they can call 1-877-267-3332, and we just need farmers to do that by April 1st.
And once again, that was Heather Wolf with Monsanto. And one last thing this morning, a cover crop field day will be held at Jeff Johnson's Pork Farm in Macoupin County this week. They'll be looking at cover crop plot trials, discussing Jeff's operation and how he uses cover crops. They'll also talk about how cover crops have improved his cattle operation. The environmental tillage systems Soil Warrior strip till machine will be on display, and they'll have a representative there to answer any questions you may have. And this cover crop field day is happening on Wednesday, March 22nd from 10 a.m. to noon at Jeff's headquarters west of Reeder on the south side of 108. And if you'd like to attend or have questions, you can call the Macoupin County Soil and Water Office at 217-854-2626. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.